The mention of the 14 youths, like an approaching thunderstorm, turned the mood of the evening melancholy. The guests at the feast shook their heads and murmured among themselves. "This terrible sacrifice has been going on too long," one advisor swore, recalling the youths who had died in previous years. "Of what terrible sacrifice do our guests speak?" Theseus demanded. Aegeus sighed and looked out at the sea. "Not far across the water lies the island of Crete," he began. "King Minos rules that island nation with an iron hand. In the past, the gods favored Minos, and when he waged war on Athens, he was victorious. He threatened to destroy our city unless we paid him tribute. So, when he demands it, we must send him our best young men and women as a ransom. Tomorrow, another 14 of Athens' finest will sail to Crete."
"What happens once they reach Crete?" asked Theseus.
The advisors shook their heads as Aegeus continued the sad explanation. "Deep below King Minos's palace lies an intricate maze of passageways called the Labyrinth. So cleverly constructed is this maze that once inside it, no one has escaped. Our youths are left to wander in this labyrinth."
"With enough time, they could surely find their way out," said Theseus.
King Aegeus shuddered. "Alas, they have little time," he explained, "for the Minotaur lives there, half man, half bull. There is no worse monster in all Greece. Its long horns are as sharp as swords. Worst of all, this monster's only food is human flesh. Our youths wander helplessly in the labyrinth until the Minotaur devours them." At that moment, one of the youths who had been selected for the sacrifice arrived at the palace. His parents had come to plead for his life.
"King Aegeus, spare our only son,"
his mother and father begged. As this pitiful scene unfolded, Theseus stared down at his gold-edged sword.
"Father," he exclaimed, "let me go instead."
"Absolutely not," responded Aegeus, for Theseus had only returned to him that day, and he could not bear to send him to a certain death on Crete.
"Please, father," Theseus continued, "I have already defeated 3 monsters, and with your sword, I know I can kill this Minotaur."
"No," said Aegeus less forcefully, for all eyes in the room were on him. "Besides, King Minos would take away your weapon."
"If you will not send me as one of the 14," Theseus declared, "I will go alone to Crete and kill the monster."
With a heavy heart, the king agreed to send Theseus in the place of the other young man.